Blog Talk Radio.
To welcome you to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Candy Hoff, and through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com, I am a licensed healing practitioner working in the field of energy medicine as a Reiki master teacher, an angel practitioner, a quantum touch practitioner, and an intuitive counselor. I'm also the author of an inspirational book about my two near-death experiences called Angels of Faith and the fact that, as far as I'm concerned, we do not die and that we are divine and eternal. Now, through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. And I help them let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and most probably won't happen. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the only moment that is available to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. You know, it's only in the present moment where true synchronicities, miracles, and absolute magic can occur. Now, as an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives and see it from a higher perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns and destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage and limit their lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who are called the Posse. They have a very funny sense of humor, and they're extremely loving and compassionate. They give very down-to-earth, practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss and joy and balance and peace in their lives. So like my Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your phone calls for free angel advice. So if you would like to call into the show, call now on 646-716-6794. Again, that number is 646-716-6794. And I'd like to once again say hello to all my listeners to Angel Healing House Radio. Now, last week's topic, from separation to divine connection, was of such great importance that the Posse told me to hold part two of it this week. Now, but before I launch into the second half of this very important topic, I'd like to remind the listeners of a few things. Now, firstly, thank you to those listeners who are following me to be reminded of all my shows. So if you would like to be reminded of my shows, then find my photo on the Blog Talk Radio site under Angel Healing House Radio and click on the follow button. This way you will be reminded for all my shows as well. And secondly, if you'd like to receive my inspirational newsletter, just send me a request and your email address to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse, now that's all one word, .com, and to be added to my mailing list. Now, You will not be bombarded with lots of mail, as I usually only send out one newsletter a month. And please do remember, listeners, that although I would love to see you in my Los Angeles, California office, my healing practice here, my intuitive counseling sessions and my Reiki sessions, as well as my angel readings, can be done nationally and internationally over the phone and computer using Skype. And the Reiki healing is just as effective over distant healing as it is in person. And I've sent distant healing as far away as Australia, with the clients experiencing miraculous results. Now, for more information, please do visit my website, www.angelhealinghouse.com, and you can find also my beautiful book, once again, Angels of Faith, on that wonderful journey the angels took me on, and also my professionally recorded CD, Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now. Now, this program is quite momentous, and in many ways, it has information that so many of us have been waiting for years. Like me, if you have been experiencing delays of projects and plans and events and circumstances, this news may cause you to do a very joyful dance. Mars, the planet of energy and action, which has been going backwards and stalling so much of our forward movement since January, actually turned direct on April 14th. Now, this started the forward momentum that many of us have been praying for, to move information forward so that we can fully connect with our spiritual calling. Hallelujah is all I can say. Now, in this way, Mars moving forward, well, it will activate many circumstances and begin a very exciting chain of events. There's a new moon on the 21st, which will act as a flint to spark new options and new opportunities that will take us across the bridge from April into May. This spark will reignite very tangible opportunities and connections for realizing our dreams being fulfilled. It's like our authentic inner essence will be recognized finally, and the universe will reveal our true path to walk upon. Now, for many of us, May will bring changes, breakthroughs, and freedom from the efforts that we have been diligently focusing on for the last at least 4 years. And boy, have those last 4 years seemed like an uphill battle for me, as well as many of my clients and students. For those of you who have been aligned with your spiritual self and had the strength, the focus, and the intention and purpose to hold tight to your dreams coming true, great things are coming and are on the horizon. You know, if you're still struggling with not having clarity and direction in your life, enough to be able to clearly hear the voice of the divine in your heart, this show will give you exactly the principles to follow so that you can get on board the ship of dreams manifesting. For you see, you will not be able to set sail on this ship of realizing your dreams coming true if there's any separation at all to anyone or anything in your life. Now, the angels here are reminding us that there are no exceptions, no matter how much we rationalize and justify why we are perpetuating any sort of separation in our lives. So before we get to those important principles, I'd like to get to the phone line and take our first caller. Our first caller is a 253 number. 253, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, Candy. This is Ashley.
I'm sorry. Could you speak up?
Ashley.
Oh, hi, Ashley. How are you?
I'm good. I'm calling from Florida.
And what's the weather like there?
It's sunny, but it's the clouds are coming out.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, behind every cloud is a silver lining, so bless and be appreciative for the clouds.
Okay.
Okay, so what is your question today, Ashley?
Well, I've been wanting to start a business, and I was just wondering if that's something that's going to be possible for me to do this year.
Okay, all right. Now, first of all, what I'm hearing is, are you passionate about this business?
Yes.
Okay. What is the main reason you want to start this business?
Well, it's just been something I've wanted to do for a long time, but never really, I guess, felt ready.
Okay. Let me see here. I'm getting a very good feeling about the business. I'm thinking that, and I'm intuiting that, you know, you feel your feeling towards this is very light. You're feeling very optimistic. You're feeling very positive. Okay, I get a good feeling that once the business gets underway, it will be a success. And because this is truthful for you in your heart, what can you give us an indication of what the business is?
It's kind of like a web-based software website.
Okay. And the only thing that they're saying is if you put more emphasis on your bliss and your joy and your happiness, and the word here that they're really stressing is your creativity.
Okay.
Okay. Your business will be a success if Ashley, and now I'm telling you exactly what I'm hearing, if Ashley understands that she's a success already.
Okay.
Okay. There is no way, Ashley, that you can fail. Because as far as God, universe, angels, whatever, you know, that higher source is, you've already succeeded by just being your, just by being your extraordinary self. Now, there are a lot of people on the internet, a lot of people getting on the bandwagon and doing lots of things with software and websites and computers and all kinds of things. But what they want you to understand is nobody has your set of fingerprints.
Okay.
Okay? And nobody will do it quite the same way with the same intentions and the same creativity that you will. They're saying to think outside of the box, be yourself.
Okay.
Okay? And be as free and joyful and open and unbounded. They're using the word unbounded. I think they mean limitless with your creativity.
Okay.
Yes. Take a look at what others are doing. But don't spend a long time looking at what others are doing, because in the end, you know, you'll just get a rough idea, and then you go off and you make it your own. It's like when I teach Reiki to my Reiki students. You know, I say, yes, you will take my manual and you will teach from that for a while, but do not get settled in this, because this is my fingerprints on it. You need to go out and make this your own.
Okay.
And that's the most important part in all of this is the creativity. They're saying to take your emphasis off of the timing of it, because that is not in your control.
Okay.
So don't worry about the timing, and don't worry about the how it's going to happen. You know, most people say, I have a really good idea for a business, and I really want to do this, and I'll do it when I have the money. No. You've already pushed it so far away by telling the universe how it will happen that you close so many doors to yourself, because the universe really wants to give us in the most limitless ways that we can possibly imagine. And some of those are so convoluted, illogical, and and weird that we can't even imagine how that's going to come about. So what we need to do on our part of the bargain is just to hold the intention in our heart and to make movement to that which we love. And I can guarantee you, this is a guarantee from the universe, if you back your idea for this business, if you back it with love and joy and bliss and happiness and creativity, then it's got to be successful and it's got to come about. But don't put any of your emphasis on how it's going to happen.
Okay.
Is that helpful?
It's very helpful.
Good. Now, does it help to know that you're a success already?
It does help.
Because you can't, what people don't understand, and listeners, and myself included, is that we cannot put a foot wrong when it comes to the universe. We can make choices that are not beneficial to us, but we're spirits and we get to play the human game, and it's like going bowling with bumpers. Have you ever been bowling with those bumpers that they put up?
Yeah.
Okay, you cannot go in the gutter. Okay, you can veer to the side a little bit. You can get off track a little bit, but you'll never, ever really fall off completely because your angelic helpers and the divine wisdom in your heart, your intuition, will always bring you back. I mean, some people really have to go way, way, way close to those bumpers before they start to see that life is really not going well for them, before they bring it back on track. But we're a success to begin with, so there is no failure. There's just veering away from that which your heart desires. And the more you keep advancing towards what your heart desires, then the more your life will flow with ease and grace.
Okay.
So I hope that's been helpful.
It's been really helpful. Thank you.
I would love to know where your journey takes you. If you'd like to send me an email, candy@angelhealinghouse.com, I'd love to hear from you.
Okay, thank you so much, Candy.
Okay, have a blessed day, Ashley. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Lovely way to start off. And lovely, lovely sentiments from the posse, not only for Ashley, myself, because I'm always included in this human game that we're playing. I'm you know, sort of not anywhere outside of getting the information that the Posse of Angels gives and channels so beautifully to me about there's no way that we can fail. Sure, again, we can make choices that are not beneficial, but there's no way that we can actually fail. We can delay going in the direction that our hearts are urging us to go. We can, you know, kind of get off track a little bit, but then the alarm bells get really loud in life for us to bring us back to what our heart desires. I did see a 705 number appear on the switchboard and then drop off, so that 705 number, I'd love to talk with you. Please phone back. And any other callers, any other listeners, you can dial in on 646-716-6794 to get some free angel guidance and angel advice from the Posse. Now, we're talking today, part two, about from separation to divine connection, as we spoke about last week. Now, the only way that the Posse tell me to be fully successful in connecting to practicing the alchemical art of manifesting is being connected to all that is. You know, it's no wonder the Posse were so adamant that this show on separation to divine connection must have a part two. So hats off to you. Thank you, Posse. Now, just to recap what the Posse told us on last week's show, they told us that the reason that we need to fully embrace that which separates us from anyone and also anything, because we need to replace any areas of resistance or avoidance in our lives, and we need to fully embrace them with love, even though this may be very difficult when many of us feel used, abused, hurt, and we may feel pain, which is attached to a former relationship, a former event happening, a former illness that we had. But the reason we need to fully embrace the separation with love is because until we do, we actually will stop ourselves from moving forward, from going forward and being reborn to live the most creative, loving, blissful, and absolutely authentically divine life that we could possibly ever live. You know, along these lines, the more that we focus on separation from anyone and anything, the more our energies are perpetuating something truly that we are not connected with, and that's something that we're blaming and we're finding fault with instead of taking accountability for it being part of our lives in the first place. So, in most cases, let's say if you're experiencing separation from an ex, it could even be an abusive relationship or an event that happened, it most probably happened as a result of a person doing something and you felt used, abused, hurt, you felt pain, there was sadness and anger, resentment and bitterness, all of those things. And even though the event had passed, it's over with. It's over with and done. And the person may not be in your life anymore. You still may choose to react in a very, very negative way. And in many cases, you feel like distancing yourself from painful memories and holding those memories at bay rather than embracing them and accepting them. Now, on last week's show, we spoke about what myself and the Posse of Angels had experienced through 10 years of being a healing practitioner to being the number one principle to help us become clear and move towards being connected instead of feeling separation in our lives. And there are so many people today that feel separation in so many areas. People have lost their homes, they've lost their jobs, they're disconnected from their families, they're disconnected from former relationships. So personally, listeners, this one principle helped me so much because it helped me from being controlled and codependent and a victim, which I was for the better part of 48 years, to turning my life around and to be empowered and blissful. And in many ways, I was reborn to live the life of my dreams that I am living now. I did this by always reminding myself that a person or an event would not have been in my reality if I didn't bring them to myself or the event to myself in the first place to help me grow and expand who I am. And this includes all people and all events, regardless of whether we put a good or a bad label on it or a right or a wrong label on it. This is so fundamental in moving forward, accepting responsibility for what is in our reality and what was in our reality, and being connected to that which you desire in your life, that until one does this, it will negate and cancel out until we take responsibility and action for accountability in our lives. It will cancel out any praying, pleading, begging, crying that you do. So by taking responsibility for one's life, and I do mean it all, extraordinary things will start to happen. One of the first things that we notice is that we start to be proactive with our lives and not just merely reactive. By being proactive, we actively choose to fill our lives with positive, life-affirming, constructive thoughts and actions rather than focusing on blame and finding fault. So before I go on with the topic today, I'd like to go to the phone line now and take that 705 number. 705, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Who do I have on the line with me?
Hi, my name is Andrea.
Hi, Andrea. Where are you calling from?
Canada.
Where from?
Canada.
Oh, Canada. How is your life in Canada?
That's kind of what I'm calling about.
Okay. Let's be more specific. What question do you have today?
Actually, I'm calling with regards to my birth father. I've kind of been getting strange dreams, and I've been under the impression that's messages from my angels and my guides and whatnot, but it's not really making any sense. I'm not really sure how to go ahead with this.
You said your birth father or birth mother?
Birth father.
Birth father, okay. And what are the dreams that you're having?
Well, I'm not even sure how to describe it. Usually I remember my dreams, but these dreams I wake up and I just feel, I just remember the feelings. I don't remember much of the visualizations.
Okay. When you speak about your birth father, do you know who it is? Have you met him?
Oh, yes, yes. The reason why I'm calling, we've been in contact after almost a decade of not speaking with each other.
Mm-hmm.
My grandmother has just passed away a few months ago.
Okay. And so your question is?
I have a lot of anger and resentment towards him, and I'm wondering how I should proceed, whether I should even go to the wake and the funeral and whatnot, or I'm not sure how to proceed.
Okay. First and foremost, Andrea, they want you to take a deep breath.
I've been doing a lot of that lately.
Take a deep breath in, and right now I get the impression of like a fish out of water. It's like shallow breathing. So, okay. Again, this is a perfect time for you to call in with this topic because there is no right. There is no wrong. There's only what makes Andrea happy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's number one. It's only what makes you happy. If you go and you're blissful, that's fine. If you don't go and you're blissful, that's fine. Don't do anything that your heart is not blissful about. Because of when you get into the shoulds, when you get into the have-tos, when you get into the supposed-tos, then you're taking your emphasis off of what is my heart telling me that would make me happiest to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So that's number one. This is a perfect time for you to call in with this show because those feelings of feeling pain around your birth father, if you're feeling any anger, sadness, bitterness, resentment, or regret, it's because you have not fully embraced responsibility and accountability for choosing your birth father to be in your life. Now, so many of us, including myself, have had people in our lives who have, in many cases, been abusive. And for us to realize that we brought these people to ourselves to teach us most of our most important lessons. And the lessons could have been tolerance, acceptance, patience. It could have taught us to have allowed somebody to be exactly who they are and to detach from them, but it's certainly not going to help if every second that you do not connect with your birth father, I'm not talking physically, I'm talking emotional point of view, accept him exactly the way he is, where he is on his journey, because everyone has free will and everyone has free choice. And what you're going to be doing is you're going to be then connecting yourself with all that is. And once you do that, then you're going to be able to manifest things immediately. I mean immediately. The reason we can't manifest things is because there's something still within us that feels separate. Because everything is energy, we're all energy, and if we are connected to all universal sources of energy, we just become extraordinary little conduits. So if there's any little part of us that's separate and not taking accountability and embracing that which, I'm not saying, you know, if you're in an abusive relationship that you have to go back and allow yourself to get pummeled, you know, you know, like a punching bag. I'm saying that to look at your life, your birth father or listeners or anybody else that is that you have allowed them to cause you pain. He's not causing you pain. You're causing you pain. You're choosing to put your emphasis on seeing him either through the eyes of fault or blame, and seeing and putting your emphasis on that anger, sadness, bitterness, resentment, and regret, rather than seeing him as another soul who you chose to come back and play a part in the theater of your life. And
okay.
The more that you do that, the more that you do that, I can guarantee you, your life will become proactive and your life will not be reactive. You will gather up all of those different parts of you, and then you'll start to practice the alchemical art of divine manifesting, because all of those parts, you know, anybody that's hanging on to anger, sadness, bitterness, resentment, regret, judgment, criticism, whatever, it's separating you from all that is. And then you go on to then be very selective. You say, oh, I'll give my energies over to that by seeing that in a negative light, but then I want to pray and plead and beg and cry for those things that I want, when you realize that you might as well have just put yourself behind the eight ball, because you're not whole and you're not connected and 100% complete in order to fulfill the intentions in your heart, because you're still separate. But what I will do is I will give you and the listeners a great exercise to do. If you feel any kind of draining from anybody, the first is, when you are silent, so you're not listening, you know, turn off the phone, turn off the computer, the Skype, or whatever it is, and get yourself in a nice, quiet, reflective state, and then you call in your higher self. And then, with your eyes closed, you imagine that you call in the higher self of your birth father, or listeners, whoever else is giving you grief in your life because of past experiences. And then your higher self will have a conversation with their higher self. And what you'll say is, I take 100% responsibility and accountability, and I acknowledge you being an integral part in my life, because everything happens for our highest good. You know, most of the time we can't see it with our limited physical sense, but I acknowledge you for being there, okay? You wouldn't be there if I didn't contract you for you to be there and play this role in the theater of my life. So number one, you immediately feel empowered. He's not there by happen chance. He's there, and if it was in a painful situation, he played a contrasting role for you to really learn a lesson. Okay, so first is acknowledging him. The second is you thank him. Because you thank him because he gave up part of his incarnation to come back and play this contrasting role in order for you to learn your lesson.
Mm-hmm.
I acknowledge you. I thank you. And then you bless him. You bless him for exactly where he is. He doesn't have to change. You wouldn't want anybody to tell you how you should walk your journey. He's exactly where he needs to be on his journey. So I bless you exactly where you are, and I love you for it. You know, like you said, you don't have to be a punching bag, and you don't have to take abuse, but, you know, you're talking to this higher self, and the last part of it, I release you. I release you to go and walk your journey. Then after that, you take deep breath, and you will feel so much better.
Wow.
I can feel a shift in you already. There's an energetic shift that your perception is starting to have an enormous energetic shift within inside of you. Because what you've just done is you've taken this blame and fault and victim and whatever it is and seen him in one light. And by experiencing this, which we just did, you now take accountability and responsibility for him being there in the first place. You love him for exactly who he is. You don't have to condone his action. But you're doing this for yourself. This is one of the most selfish things that you can do in your life for you, because you'll gather up all your energies. You will embrace him where he is with love. And then by connecting to all that is, then you will be able to be reborn and move forward and to further then connect with the intentions in your heart. How does that sound?
Oh, that sounds awesome. Actually, I took a course about a year ago, and it taught me a similar procedure. It's called benching, where you take your higher self and you take the other person's higher self and you sit them on the bench and you have a chat with them. But it was never... it was more to vent and express yourself in a way that, you know, what you're doing is bug me, let's work on this from a soul level. But, you know, this seems much more proactive and something I can really work with. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're very, very welcome. And I would love to know where your journey of all this does take you, Andrea. So drop me an email, candy@angelhealinghouse.com, and I'd love to know where this change in perception is going to take you. You watch what manifests in your reality as a result of connecting with love to this, to this particular incident, and you watch what comes in for you.
Mm. Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Take care. Have a blessed day.
Oh, thank you. You too.
Bye-bye. Thank you so much, Andrea. And how perfect was that? I love the way the callers and the calls and the listeners are always in sync with the topic that we're doing. Yeah, she had a lot of bitterness towards her birth father and a lot of unresolved things. And her situation and her whole perception is going to change now. Let's go to our 831 caller. 831, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello?
Hello. That was such... I was just very relaxed listening to you talk to her and giving her that guidance. That was wonderful.
What's your name?
My name is Lisa. That's Lisa Ray, and I'm calling from California. And just a lot of chaos, a lot of anxiety, excitement going on in my life, and trying to take a lot of ownership for my health. I've kind of let that go to the side. Wondering what you see or can help me with.
It's not a very good connection. Could you repeat that?
I'm taking off my headset. Hold on 1 second. I'm a lot of chaos and excitement going on in my life, but I've kind of locked on my health, and I'm taking ownership of that now. But we'd like to know if you're seeing something more prominent that I should be working on.
Okay. As far as your health goes?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let me see. Now, first of all, where has your health manifested physically in your body?
My teeth and my... occasional heart palpitation and my sinuses and weight.
Heart palpitation, weight, and you said your sight?
No, my sinuses.
Oh, sinuses. Something with an S, sinuses. Okay. Okay. All right. First of all, what are you doing, Lisa, in your life that you don't want to do? Let's be 100% honest. People don't have heart palpitations unless they have it's kind of like a flight or fight response. And if they want to fly and they're holding themselves in a relationship, in a career, in some place that they don't want to be, their heart is going to beat faster.
It started with dealing with the financial issues with my nursing school. They have this sense of entitlement, and they love to bully people. And that's when it all started. And, so I've been dealing with learning how to handle authority and standing up for myself.
Okay. Authority and standing up for yourself. Okay. The first thing that I'm hearing from the posse is number one, and you got a pen?
Yes.
Okay. Do you always state 100% openly and honestly what you want, when you want it, why you want it, how you want it, and where you want it?
No.
Well, then how can you expect people to give you what you want? Other people aren't, I'm not saying this is specifically for you, because I've been doing this for 10 years, and believe me, I was a doormat for 47 years. I mean, you know, it was like I would put myself out in front of the door, and I'd say, yes, come on in, wipe your feet on me, it's okay. And then afterward, people would wipe their feet on me. I would get angry that they used me as a doormat. But I certainly would never tell people what I wanted. And then I would be, I'd think to myself, why am I never on the list? Why am I never, you know, at least not made a priority, but, you know, not seen as somebody important enough to be acknowledged? Number one is communicate. From now on, Lisa, today is a day where you draw a line in the sand. I would imagine that you're having heart palpitations because of this. Communicate. Yeah. And you know, the reason you're doing this is not to be, I don't know if I can use this term over the phone line, but I'm going to use it. You're not being a ball breaker.
No.
You're not being, aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing this because you matter. You not only matter, but if I was to ask you who the most important person in the world is, who would you tell me?
My first thought came my children, but then me, because I have to take care of my children.
It's got to be you, not at the expense of anybody else. But it's got to be you, because the universe and God are inside of you. And if everything's okay with Lisa, then you will be able to, then you'll be fulfilled and then give to others. I mean, I've seen lots and lots of people coming to me that give to people outside of themselves, and they have all kinds of physical and emotional ailments because they feel like they're left off the list. So number one is communicate 100% openly and honestly with people. You're doing this because you're like a bird. A bird does not sing in order to be heard. A bird could give a flying frog whether anybody hears him. A bird sings because he has a voice. You need to use your voice, and you're doing it to hear yourself. And once you start to live this authentic communication, your heart will be much happier, and it'll start to slow down at a comfortable rate.
Okay,
number one. Number two is, if you haven't been doing number one, which is communicating 100% openly and honestly, then most probably you do not know how to set the lines of limits and boundaries.
I'm working on that one right now as you speak.
Okay, that is so important. You're up until now, how old are you, Lisa?
47.
You're 47 years young, okay? At 47, you know, you've shown the world the Lisa game. And the Lisa game goes something like this. You either have or do not have rules in the Lisa game. And most times, if you're not practicing the first one, which is communicating exactly what you do want, then it goes something like this, is that you then make everybody else a priority in your life, and they might or might not play the Lisa rules and follow the Lisa rules, but if they don't, there's no consequences.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's no consequences to those rules, then they can do whatever they want. And if you don't, and by not communicating, see, it's a vicious cycle. Then you don't communicate 100% openly and honestly that it's not okay. It's not okay to not follow and follow those Lisa rules. So at 47, I want you to come up with new Lisa rules. The new Lisa rules are whatever you want them to be. And the consequences are, if you don't follow these rules, if you don't respect, number three on this list, by the way, after that limitations and boundaries, limits and boundaries, is respecting and honoring yourself. Because the world will only, and the whole financial thing that you were telling me about, you know, that that they're certainly not respecting and honoring yourself, because honoring you is because you haven't respected and honored yourself. And you can't have that in front of you, which is not your exact replicate, which is inside of you.
Okay.
All right. So I can guarantee you, from an emotional point of view, your heart palpitations will become much better once you start to really take the reins in and saying, what makes Lisa happy? I am going to honor and respect myself. And what does that actually mean? That actually means showing the universe how much you acknowledge who you are and what you desire and the intentions in your heart, and you hold fast to that.
Alrighty.
Okay. Now, as far as the weight gain goes, I will tell you two secrets that have helped me in the last month go from a size 12 down to a size 8. Jean, my 10 pants are already baggy on me. And this is, actually, it's not even a month.
Wow.
Okay? All right?
Uh-huh.
Do not have anything, Lisa, with wheat in it.
Gluten-free.
I'm not even talking gluten-free. I'm talking anything. Breads, cakes, even soy sauce has wheat in it. You have to become a detective, and you have to look into anything. Nothing, no cereal, no nothing. Nothing with wheat and nothing with sugar. Nothing, and not even stevia and nothing, not even blue agave or anything like that, because the body still reads any of those as spiking the insulin.
Okay.
Within the body.
All
drink
right.
Lots of water. I did this with a minimum of exercise as well. It's not like I'm a gym junkie or anything like that. But the most important thing I did was, and also, I gave up starches, no rice, no potatoes. What else was it? Rice, potatoes, you know, any starches whatsoever. Didn't matter whether it was a sweet potato or potatoes. And I ate protein. This is a really important component. I ate protein and vegetable at every meal.
Okay.
Or, you know, in the morning, like it's my yogurt was my protein, and then a kiwi fruit. You're allowed 2 fruits a day or whatever. But the most important component in all this is getting no wheat and no sugar.
Okay. I'm writing that down right now. Insulin resistant. Okay.
And actually, it was only 2 weeks when I went from that size 12 down to a size 10. And the reason it happened so rapidly is because the wheat, even though many people are not technically allergic to wheat, it causes bloating within ourselves because of the way that the wheat is chemically processed. And where we notice it, first of all, is around our middle and all those lovely muffin top love handles.
Yes. Oh, that's so true. Okay.
You know, some people will say, you know, there's a lot more to love and there's nothing, there's no right, there's no wrong, but, you know, from a health point of view, I certainly, it took me years and years and years of eating non-fat and low-fat and counting calories and doing everything else. And in just less than a month, it's dripping off of me. And those
wow.
are the, no wheat, no sugar, no stevia, no anything in your... And And I have black tea. I'm not a coffee drinker, but I have black tea or green tea or
love tea.
With nothing in it. And protein and vegetable or protein fruit at every meal. Actually, if you want, Lisa, send me your email address. Send me an email to my email address, so I'll have your email. And and listeners, if you'd like me to send you what I'm doing now that has caused me to go from a size 12 down to a very baggy size 10 pants, and I'm about to go out and buy new pants, and you know that should be the
hardest baby.
Yeah, that's right. Oh shucks, I have to go out and buy new pants.
Oh darn.
And believe me, after years, I mean, I ballooned up to a size like 14 when I lived in Australia about four or five years ago. But now,
now
that I'm even ascertaining, I bought my first pair of size eight jeans, and the girl in the change room came back to the fitting room because I was maniacally and hysterically laughing. And she thought that there was something wrong with me. And I said, you know, she knocked on the door. She said, "Are you okay?" I said, "I cannot believe I'm fitting." They were a little snug, but I said, "I cannot believe I pulled these size 8 jeans over my hips." I just, you know. I was having a festival all of my own on there. So I don't feel deprived at all.
Oh, good. Okay.
No,
do you eat more frequent meals now?
I eat three distinct meals a day. There is no hunger in between. There is no snacking, and I drink my lots of water, my 8+ glasses of water a day, and if I really want to treat myself, I have my bubbly mineral water with a slice of lemon in it in a very lovely glass, and
treat yourself like royalty. Why not?
Yeah, treat yourself like royalty. But already.
What is your email?
My email is Candy, Candy, at Angel, Angel, Healing, Healing, House, House.com. Candy at HealingHouse.com. And any other listeners who would like to get this recipe of what I've done over the last month, it's worked for me, and I'm not saying it's 100%, you know, but I'm telling you, it's made such a difference in my life. And you know, by getting rid of that and flushing out, this combination of doing this gets the body to know that it's not being starved, that it has all the nutrients it needs, and then it willingly starts to release the fat.
Well, you know what? Just speaking with you, I was just going through a checklist in my head, and I was thinking, you know, I've been trained to be an advocate in nursing school for others, and I really need to step up the pace to be an advocate for myself. And just, you know, having someone else tell me these things just resonates with me more. So thank you very much.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, my whole issue with the schools, you know, the way they've been bullying everybody, and I was the student representative, and then they voted me as the student ambassador for the school, and I just felt like they're retaliating against me because I stood up to the administration when I kind of threw the book back at them, their guideline book back at them, because they were constantly changing their rules in the middle of our schooling. So I think now that the third party who paid portion of my tuition is over and it's my turn to pay the tuition, and I may go back with some negotiation issues with them, and I'm hoping that will work out to my favor.
As you were speaking, I was thinking the things that we teach best in life are the things that we need to learn most.
In my case, that is so true.
Once you grab onto that, then you start to walk the walk and not just talk the talk, and life becomes really extraordinary. But I'm going to have to go there because we're almost at the end of this program. I will so look forward to getting that email from you so that I can write out the little tips that have helped me be hysterical in the fitting room.
Thank you again so much.
God bless you, and I look forward to getting that email. Take care.
Blessings to you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. How sweet is that? It's wonderful. And listeners, anybody else who wants me to send them that little diet tip, it's not such a little diet tip, it's a big diet tip that I started on 4 weeks ago, not even 4 weeks ago, and have seen me drop 2 sizes. No pills, no potions, just eliminating that wheat, sugar, and having protein and fruit or protein and vegetable at every meal, drinking lots of water and no starches. So I'd like to thank all my listeners today and thank you, those lovely, lovely callers that called in. I'd just like to leave you by saying, if you feel disconnected and separate or not 100% whole and blissful with any part of your life, it's because you still need to accept it, embrace it with love, and see it as a gift from God in order to heal and feel reconnected once again. Now, once you connect fully with absolutely everything from your past, then and only then can you fully connect with everything in your present moment of the now. And then once you connect in the present moment of the now, then you are fully connected to love, and then you'll be fully connected to all that is in the future. And that's the way the cycle of life works. So that just about wraps up the show for today. Don't forget that Angel Healing House Radio airs every Tuesdays at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And again, if you would like to receive my inspirational, uplifting, and entertaining Angel Healing House newsletter, please email me and send me your request. Also, to purchase a copy of my inspirational book, and now, you can call me on 831-716. Again, I'd love to hear from you by either email, that's Candy, angelhealinghouse, oneword.com, A-N-G-L-H-E-A-L-I-N-G. And I'm connected with you. Allow me to in order for you to fashion an extraordinary, blissful, absolutely beautiful life for yourself. Bye.